Debian X Strike Force buff, and we have here Julien Christo to, well, mainly lead the buff. Please enjoy.
Good morning. So I scheduled this buff because I've been working inside the X Strike Force for, I don't know, 7-8 years now, I think. And I've been trying to reduce my involvement for the last few years and trying to get more people to work on those packages. And so I wanted to get a feel for why you wouldn't want to work on them and, well, answer any questions you might have about how this works and what work needs to get done. So apparently the X Strike Force right now has about 160 packages in unstable. So there's like different sets of packages. There are protocol headers. There are protocol client libraries, like Xlib and all the extensions around it. There's the X server, obviously, and all of the drivers that go around that. And then there's Mesa, which handles 3D and all the drivers around, yeah, for the 3D hardware. And then there are a number of apps, either demos or small utilities, and compies. But you'll notice that it's not in stable, not in testing, and it has a few RC bugs. One of them being not fit for release. Release. Yeah, so compies, not so much. And, well, because at some point some, I mean, there are people interested in compies and keeping it, you know, keeping it in shape, and then that person disappeared, and nobody else cared, so it's kind of, so it shipped once in Squeeze, and then kind of died. It's pretty much the same version of the packages in Squeeze and in Seed, so probably should remove it soon. A question there?
So what we're currently working on is getting the major desktop into Debian, which is GNOME 2, which worked pretty well with Compass, actually. So is Upstream still active for Compass?
Is?
Upstream still active.
I have no idea.
Or is it a deprecated project anyway? So it's just, well, let it disappear.
I have no idea whether that's still active or not.
So it might become interesting to the Marty packaging team, which has just been set up, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. I think at some point Canonical hired one of the Compass guys to work on Unity instead, and then I'm not sure whether it was dead before or that killed it, but you know. And what else? Okay. A bunch of protocol libraries. Many of them have read on this DDPO page, because this spring, I think, there was like a bunch of CVEs for the protocol libraries, like 20 packages in one big dump of security fixes. And then, yeah, Mesa and a bunch of apps, the protocols, and server and drivers and how many drivers. I mean, one of the things that I'm thinking of doing for Jesse is to get rid of many video drivers for hardware that hasn't shipped in 15 years or something. Because, yeah, like, i740, I don't know. Yeah. Right. EXO still ships this stuff and like update them for for new. Yeah. So for input, we actually removed many of the drivers, saying, okay, get a kernel driver already and use FDEV. And so for input, we're down to FDEV, Synaptics, Wacom, and maybe Joystick, which, yeah, it's a reasonable number of drivers. But for video, it's like 20 still, and probably. Yeah, so three of them are used, and the rest is just extra work for, eh. True, yeah. Okay, so that makes four. So there are people there are people involved in the X-Triforce that are focused on one driver because they have that hardware they're interested in keeping the code up to date. So right now that's the case for Nouveau mainly. I think QXL also it is the driver to run inside Spice. Also has a dedicated maintainer, but everything else is when we get around to it. And so, yeah, before this week, none of the other drivers had been updated since the WYSIWYG freeze. Which means if you want to use new hardware for Radeon or Intel, eh. So, yeah, I've been kind of intentionally holding off on updating stuff, trying to see if people would bite and say, okay, I need this a new version of this driver. And then I could say, oh, thanks for volunteering. Didn't work out so well, so, yeah. We use, so a bit about the packaging, we use Git for all of it. Upstream's in Git, and so most of the work for updating is Git fetch from upstream, merge, and then update the change log, maybe some dependencies, and you're good to go. We do ship a few patches, but I think most of them are backports from upstream, which means when a new version is released, usually that means all of your patches disappear, which is kind of nice. It's not hard to get commit access upstream. Once you've sent a few patches, people get tired of applying them for you, so they, oh, get an account. And yeah, upstream is quite nice to work with, so we don't really have any issues on that front. What does take time to handle is this thing here, because there are, yeah, too many bugs open, and there are the count is growing fairly regularly. And that's not a really fun job, so basically all the important bugs are C ones, except the ones for compies get handled pretty quickly. But for everything else, we mainly say, well, we either don't reply because there's no time, or when we reply, we say, okay, file this bug upstream. For some cases, that works, but many of the components are not really actively maintained upstream, which means the bugs just stay there, just like there's a pile of xbugs on freedesktop.org that just sit there waiting for somebody to be motivated enough to fix them. So we should probably find a way to close all of these old bugs, because they're just noise that doesn't help anyone. Okay. So I guess now I have a question for you. Why are you not part of the X-Strike Force? Okay, so maybe a question for Michele. Why are you part of the X-Strike Force? Wait for the mic, maybe.
Can I ask or answer before, since I am? Okay. I'm not part of the Debian X-Strike Force, and the motivation is that if I were part of all the teams that in these days have asked me why I'm not part of this team yet, I would be part of nothing. I couldn't have the time to do everything. Actually, I would be.
Stop doing that.
Sorry.
You sleep, right? You could stop doing that.
Oh yes, I'm not. I'm still part of the sleeping team.
Okay, so I decided to join the team because my laptop has a NVIDIA card with the Optimus thing in there, and I wanted to have the latest X server. So I went on the IRC and I asked, is it going to be uploaded? And they say, yeah, if you do something, yes. So I just started to work on it, and yeah, that's it.
So every once in a while, somebody bites. That's nice. Ben? I know. I thought you were. Okay.
So I'm not actually a member of the X-Strike Force, but I've done an upload of Weston recently, because what I am is I'm upstream X2Go, which is a sort of terminal server solution for Unix terminal servers. And we use this, well, really old and buggy fork called NX, which is from No Machine. And we are currently heavily exploring alternatives, like testing Weston with a free RDP backend. That's pretty fresh in Wayland Weston. So basically, why I'm sitting here is being interested in what other technologies do we have for remote access over the network, X over the network, that scales well, that can cope with high latency on the network, stuff like that. And then I'm particularly interested in Weston and in X-Wayland, having that in Debian. Not if it works with free RDP in the backend, but that would be cool. So that's my interest here.
So I have a question for you. Of the disaster in bug counting here, how much of it is for stale drivers that we aren't actually actively maintaining either upstream or downstream? And how much of it is for packages that aren't directly related to X, like Wayland Weston, CompIs, that kind of stuff? Do you have any way of getting an idea of what the bug count is in the relevant packages? I mean, we have 3 video drivers, 3 input drivers, and the core server.
Yeah, so I guess it's around 100 for Intel.
Right. Exactly.
Many of those are probably fixed because they are from the squeeze days or something, that are still open because nobody's bother to close them yet. ATI might be a bit less.
I mean, one easy thing to do to reduce the number of packages here is to just focus the X Strike Force on the X Window system itself, and packages that are definitely unrelated. That's the ATI driver, yeah.
Yeah, that's the ATI driver. So we are up to over 100.
Yep.
And Nuvo is probably around the same ballpark as well.
Yeah, video drivers are always going to have reported bugs in them because video hardware is broken.
And then there are bugs that are filed against the server as well. It's for the server. There are the mix of relevant bugs and some that are not so much.
Right. Possibly many of the X server bugs are also driver bugs.
It's not that bad, actually.
Really? Good.
Yeah. I expected more for the server.
So, how many bugs are in compiz as a package that nobody should be maintaining? Certainly not the X server.
It's a package that nobody is maintaining.
Yeah. So I think
also.
Yes, 77 80, bugs, yeah. 81 bugs, yeah. A surprisingly small number considering how well maintained the package is.
Yeah, it's also not used, so.
Yeah.
Packages that have no users tend to not get that many bugs. among the 1,400 bugs, maybe 300 or 400 needs somebody to look at them. Maybe half of them can be just closed because they're too old and probably fixed already. And then, but you still need on an ongoing basis to reply to bugs that get filed against the video drivers and then get the information that's needed to allow the user to push them upstream and have the upstream developers look at them. Which is an ongoing work that if you don't do it for a few months, then you get backlogged and it's even harder to come back and fix that. Maybe the way to go would be to just when a bug is more than 6 months old without being touched by anybody, to just close it because it's not helping.
But do you have any documentation on what one should provide upstream? What we should actually ask the bug reporter that would help upstream fix the bugs?
Intel has that documentation. There used to be an easy to remember URL for it. Now they moved it to some other site that.
Intel Linux Graphics.
Yes, it moves from intellinuxgraphics.org to 01.org. And then, and without working redirects. So, but basically, you need the kernel log, xlog, and if it's a hang, then you get this file in debugfs that dumps the last comments that were sent to the hardware before it hung, so that you can figure out from that set of commands what triggered the crash. And so most of that, for at least the kernel and xlog, we have a report bug hook that attaches them to the bug report. So usually we manage to get most of the information in the initial report, but then sometimes people either remove it or report from another machine or report with the wrong log that doesn't have the relevant information, and then, yeah. But in many cases, the bug handling is, okay, I received this bug, I asked the submitter to move it to freedesktop.org, and or I reassign it to Ben, and he gets to handle it. Or both of those at the same time, because, yeah. Sometimes the bug's clearly in the kernel and not in the X part of the driver.
Yeah, I mean, the Intel driver in particular, if you're not using SNA, there's almost no code there anymore.
Yeah.
You wouldn't expect there to be 100 bugs in something which is basically a pass-through to either, to the kernel.
Yeah. Most of those that aren't like fixed for a year or two are probably kernel bugs. But then somebody needs to handle DRM on the kernel side, and I'm not sure anybody does that in as a matter of, you know.
Currently, we're in about the same situation in bug counts on the kernel team, and we have periods of people heroically going through large numbers of bugs and trying to deal with them, and we also have long periods of bugs mostly getting ignored. When we do deal with bugs in DRM, they're going to be forward to upstream unless it's obviously recognized as something that's been fixed recently.
So one thing we did do for Wheezy was, so Wheezy shipped with a 3.2 kernel, but we shipped the 3.4 DRM in that kernel because, so we asked the Intel and Radeon developers what they thought would be a good base, and I think both replied 3.4. And we had issues with Sandy Bridge, I think, hangs or...
I think we still do, and there's a patch that applied.
Yeah, I think with the backport, we changed from having hangs on some subset of machines to another, which is kind of typical for...
But now there is one specific patch that I applied in 3.2 that I shouldn't have, and it's going to be reverted.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that improved some, or that added some support for some hardware, but we don't have, that's what we were saying the other day, that we don't have yet a good story for how to keep updating that for new graphics hardware in stable. But at least the kernel in unstable is always updated, I think. Which helps, but we hadn't updated Mesa from, 8 that shipped in Wheezy to 9 until like earlier this year, a few months ago.
So given that the stable releases and the distribution media are always lagging new hardware, obviously, it seems like one of the critical issues facing installation of Debian is making sure that stable will run on newer hardware and that stable will correctly say, this hardware is not supported by this environment. We need to use some fallback graphics mode, VESA, FBDev, something.
It does because if the, I mean, if there's no support for the hardware, it will use probably Visa.
Is that working? I haven't tested it a long time.
I mean, so sometimes the driver claims to support the hardware, but right. It actually doesn't. So yeah, that can happen.
Yeah, I can't do much about that. Because oftentimes when I'm doing an install, I have to make sure that I use a text mode install because the kernel is going to come up, but then X doesn't start.
So the installer, the installer's graphical mode uses VisaFB.
Okay.
And the FBDev X driver. Because, yeah, you don't want to, I mean, you don't need acceleration during your installation. You don't need, like, multiple monitor support. And
so in a UEFI device, what do we do in that environment?
I guess if I have B, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but, I mean, that's what I would expect. We don't ship any other video driver than FBDev on inside the installer.
Right. I haven't, yeah, I've been bitten so often by the graphical installer that I haven't even tried it in the last year or so.
Okay. Anything else you guys want to know or any other comment? Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Julien.